Over the weekend, someone broke into the hydroelectric facility at Quail Creek and caused over $1,000 in damage. Nothing was missing, but it was obvious what the individuals were after. Corey Cram is assistant director of the Washington County Water Conservancy.
We didn't have copper stolen, but it was really clear, or appeared clear, that that was the intent.
The phenomenon follows the typical selfish criminal pattern. Hundreds of dollars stolen, thousands of taxpayer dollars in repairs.
Going right for used copper is about $2 a pound, and so you can see that it takes a lot of pounds to add up to anything substantial, and to get that, a lot of damage would have to be done.
The Water District also suffered a copper theft at a water conservation garden in Tahnequin a few weeks ago. In Salt Lake County, copper thieves made off with nearly 7 miles of copper wire feeding overhead lighting structures on I-15. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.